I see it's Andy Darling. What's he doing today?
He's doing advertising. Football's an advertising.
Football is an advertising. We'll be right back on the other side of this, but hang on to every word.
So, Gareth Southgate, Stuart Pearce and Chrissy Waddle are to accept a princely sum from Pizza Hut to reenact their infamous penalty misses in a comedic manner for a TV advertisement. Oh, they're all at it these days, accepting the shilling from every snake oil selling medicine show huckster. There's Jamie Redknapp with his moisturiser, Gary Lineker with his crisps, Eric Cantona with his trains. Referees too are getting in on the act. David Ellery is apparently about to feature in a recruitment drive by the British Army because he loves giving people their marching orders. Further back, there was the E for B and Georgie Best campaign by the Egg Marketing Board. Rumour has it that there's a similar campaign about to be launched by the Egg people. Apparently, as a spoiler, to put people off eating eggs, the Muesli Marketing Board will be putting up billboard posters of Coventry's Steve Agrizovich, not renowned for his good looks, because he looks like he's just smelt a rotten egg. Ads can and do go wrong. Supermarket openings were a good earner for footballers in the 60s and 70s, though there were many disappointed youngsters who were fooled by the penny-pinching managers of their local emporia. Grand opening by soccer star Kevin Keegan, it would say on the posters. Of course, the short-armed, deep-pocketed manager had got Kevin Keelan, the Indian-born Norwich City goalkeeper. Whilst the youngsters wept and their parents gnashed their teeth, Kevin would bore them all with tales of his days as understudy to Sabu the Elephant Boy, who, he would say with a wink, was actually the son of John Merrick the Elephant Man. On another occasion, it was announced that effeminate TV funny man John Inman was opening a supermarket. Hordes of men wearing flowery shirts and mustaches were there, along with dozens of slightly gaga old ladies who kept saying, "I don't care if he's one of them, he's always beautifully turned out." Imagine their annoyance when it turned out that the cheapskate manager had actually booked footballer John Gidman. So, who's the best paid footballer when it comes to ads? Cantona? Giggs? Lineker? No. British Gas are going to announce next week that our friend Steve Agrizovich is about to star in a multi-million pound campaign warning the public of the dangers of gas leaks. A spokesperson said, "He basically just has to screw his face up as though he can smell gas. When he walked in for the audition he was doing it, and he kept on doing it afterwards. You can stop now, Steve," I said. But he didn't seem to understand.
And you don't need me to tell you that piece of music is actually called March of the Cobblers.
Yes, is it
and
really?
So there
March
it is.
Of the Cobblers, cool. That's Andy Darling back next week. You mentioned the Keelan-Keegan mix-up. Did you hear one of the most delicious things of the week when Brian Moore was with Kevin Keegan during the Man United debacle, actually said, no, it wasn't Brian Moore, I think it was Bob Wilson handing over, said, "Well, Brian Moore is with Keggy Keegle. I mean, Kevin Keegle." He did it twice. "That'll be Keggy Keegle. I mean, Kevin Keegle." What do you say?